As scientists get more and more complete information about the exact makeup of the human genetic code, they're shifting their attention to what happens after those genes swing into action. And two new scientific reports suggest that it's going to be a daunting task. In fact, the picture of what happens within each living cell is becoming so complicated, it makes analyzing the human genome itself look like a piece of cake. NPR's Dan Charles reports.
Genes don't do anything by themselves. Think of them simply as a list of names on a sheet of paper, the guest list at a party. But inside a cell, those genes churn out proteins. Those proteins are the partygoers in the flesh. And life is what happens when the music starts. Inside the cell, proteins join up. They link arms, swirl, and swoop. And as they join together, they carry out the tasks of life. They pass along nerve signals, digest food, carry oxygen, and tell a cell to divide. Some of them also cause diseases or fight off disease, and pharmaceutical companies would love to learn the secrets of this dance. But according to a couple of new reports in this week's issue of the journal Nature, this is not an orderly partner dance. A new technique is revealing a different picture of the protein dance. Scientists place distinctive chemical tags on hundreds of genes in a simple organism, bread yeast. Tagged genes produce tagged proteins. Then, says Michael Moran from the company MDS Proteomics, the researchers break open the yeast cells and fish out each tagged protein.
Now, what also hitches a ride then with the protein, though, are the proteins that it was interacting with in a meaningful way in the cell. So they're actually stuck together, either very strongly or very loosely.
And the researchers could identify exactly which proteins were sticking together. It's a snapshot of the activity at one moment of time in the cell. It's as though they stopped the music, pulled entire groups of dancers off the floor, and took down names of who was dancing with whom. The snapshot revealed a scene more like a mob at a nightclub. Proteins sticking together in groups of 2, 10, or even 20. Many of them didn't have just one group of partners. Clusters dissolved, and the proteins shifted into new and different clusters, all at breakneck speed. Michael Moran from MDS Proteomics says the makeup of these clusters may reveal what each protein does. Let's say you know that one protein is somehow involved in making cells divide, and then you find it hanging out with 10 different proteins that you hadn't noticed before.
So it's almost like guilt by association. If it's hanging around in that crowd, it's probably performing this part of the same function that the crowd is performing.
It's clear the proteins do their work in groups, and many do more than one thing. When this technique is used in human cells, Moran says that information will be useful to drug companies. Drug companies are hoping to block particular proteins as a way to treat disease.
It's a very fast method to really formulate ideas and test your hypotheses about a protein. Hey, these interactions suggest this protein is really playing a critical role. Now let's go back and look and see if it's any different in disease versus normal cells.
But other scientists looking at the same results and using some of the same words to describe them say they show how difficult the task for drug companies will be. Craig Girard at the Harvard Medical School says with so many proteins in big clusters and many different clusters, there's no way to prove that any single protein is responsible for any particular task.
As I was jogging yesterday, I said to myself, how could I describe this situation? And the best thing that came to mind is exactly the legal definition of guilt by association.
Guilt by association isn't proof of guilt. Let's say a cluster of proteins always seems to be present in cancer cells. You still don't know yet whether shutting down those proteins really will stop the cancer. There may be other clusters that carry out the same task. What's more, some of those proteins may be important for other reasons. Shutting them down may cause serious side effects. Still, this picture of the cell does give drug companies many more things to look at, looking for ways to keep that dance going. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.